Hey. Yeah, you, come here. Yeah, you, come over here. Relax, it won't take but a second. I just want to show you something. Just take a look at this. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Of course you haven't. That's because of this. Is it genuine castle crystal? Well, I'm glad that you asked. See, I invented castle crystals. I'm a witch who specializes in spatial magic. Very complicated stuff. For a long time, I've been considering the problem of space. Especially in big cities like this. Did you know that in this city, it costs more to purchase land than for the materials to build on it? I know, and it's a shame because you can't just make more space, right? Well, not anymore. You see, this castle crystal is actually a portal to a tiny little pocket dimension, and inside that pocket dimension is a whole castle. See, I've wanted to live in a castle for the longest time, and I even had the connections to have a castle built. But the things that were always stopping me were buying land and legal rent. And that's why I invented Castle Crystal. No cost to buy land, no angry kings worried you're building a fortress within their territory. It's perfect. It's all contained in an entirely separate reality. And you can easily access it with this. I originally made it for myself, but then I got to thinking, wouldn't other people like this? So now I'm putting them on the market. You could be one of the very first people to own a castle crystal. Think about that. A lavish palace that you could carry with you. You could travel anywhere you'd like, and yet always be able to return home in an instant. That's a very good question. That's another advantage of using a pocket dimension. I've made little tweaks to reality within the pocket dimension for your convenience. The castle itself, as well as the parcel of land that surrounds it, is in a sort of time loop. At any point, you can reset the castle, meaning that everything is back in its place. All dust and grime is gone, and any damage is repaired. It requires practically no maintenance at all. Oh, come on. No, there's no catch. Well, I suppose if there was, it would have to be the price. I have a lot of good connections with some architects who have been dying to build something interesting. That, along with using my magic to make the construction process easier, has let me keep the cost relatively low, but, well, it's still a castle. And the materials for creating pocket dimensions are rare, so it's not going to be cheap. Why does everyone have to ask that? Okay, yes, sure, I could have built something less extravagant, like a small house, but that is so boring. I wanted to make something with, You know, with style. Hmm. Besides, the materials for pocket dimensions are rare, like I said. So I can only make so many of these. So of course I wanted to make as much profit off of each as I could. Oh, hey, hold on. Look, don't you want to at least see one before you go? Well, I can't really just take you right into one. I have a bunch of these crystals. See, I can't bring any of these crystals into a pocket dimension with me. Oh, no. That would be a whole mess. And I just don't want to leave them here unguarded. But what I can do is use this crystal ball. And it can show you what's beyond each portal. Come here. Let me show you one of my favorites. Look at that, huh? Architecture is based on the Imperial Palace of the Southland. Tall, vaulted ceilings, ornate pillars. The whole deal. Absolutely beautiful. I'm particularly happy with the throne room. I had wondered momentarily if a palace owned by a normal citizen actually needed a throne room. But then I thought, why wouldn't you have a throne in a palace? The architecture of the throne room is particularly clever. Because of the acoustics. Up on the throne, approaching noise is deadened a bit. So if you were to have a lot of people in there, it wouldn't be absolutely deafening. But going the other direction, everyone else in the room can hear you easily. Makes total sense for a throne room, right? And check out the master bedroom. You see that bed? You could probably fit 10 people on there. I don't know why you'd want to, but I say bigger is better. And how about that natural light? It's completely worth putting it at the top of a tower, just for that. And that's just the finest of 100 bedrooms. About how many guests you could have. And of course, there's a large kitchen and dining room, a library wing, a ballroom, sitting rooms. It'd probably take all day to tell you every kind of room there was in this palace. And you know, one of the biggest challenges was making sure this place stayed very warm. A stone isn't great for that. Of course, I ended up buying a lot of very luxurious rugs. There's a different pattern in each room. I'd almost hate to part with it, but I do want to see it come to some use. I could let it go for, hang on. Let me check what that price was. 175,000 gold coins. Okay, I know that really sounds like a lot. To be fair, it is a lot, but you have to think about what a deal that is. Do you know what it would cost to build a palace like this normally? There's a reason only kings and emperors live in them. Ordinarily, you'd need the riches of an entire nation for something like this. 175,000 is doable, though. Granted, you need to borrow the money, but you could use your castle to make money, right? Rent it out for parties, that sort of thing. And you could easily travel anywhere for work. I mean, okay, I personally don't know anyone who could lend that much money, but somebody has to be able to, right? guess it's not realistic of me to sell one of my priciest castle crystals to ordinary people. But hey, I've got some cheaper ones. Ooh, like this one. This one is fun because it has a little theme. See that? It looks like a sandcastle. Isn't that fun? No. It's made out of sandstone, not sand. The tricky part was carving it right so that it looked natural. There are hardly any sharp corners here. It's a bit smaller with only 45 bedrooms. Still more than you'd probably need though, right? And it still has plenty of space. For this castle, we actually decided to embrace the nice, cool stone. There's a tropical climate in this pocket dimension. There's always a nice, cool breeze blowing through the castle. But in a lot of ways, it's what's outside the castle that's really great. You're on a beach. Isn't that amazing? Let me tell you, it was not easy to do that. Especially making the waves. The whole pocket dimension is only about a square mile, so making the water behave like a real ocean took a lot of tweaking. If you want this one, it'll only be 88,000 gold coins. Just barely more than half of the first one. No. Is that still too expensive? I mean, granted, that's still pricier than most mansions, but you can't find this sort of thing anywhere else. You're a tough sale. But don't worry. I won't stop until I find something you want to buy. Oh. My cheapest one? Well, I don't know. Cheaper also means not as good, right? You sure you don't want it? Alright, let's see. It would probably be this one. I'm not sure you can even call this a palace or a castle. Well, actually, I never bothered to learn the difference between those two words. Anyway, I don't think it's really either of them, though it does look like one from an architectural standpoint. This was meant as a sort of practice one. It's designed based on the small fortress of the Goromai people. It was an interesting strategy, building small forts all over the place and making them larger and more comfortable as time went on. You can probably have 20 people living comfortably here. It has all the basics. Bedrooms, bathrooms, a kitchen, a dining hall, a throne room, a ballroom. All fairly modest. The design looks a bit blocky and basic, but it does have some nice embellishments, I'll admit. A lot of murals. I guess the good sign of a small castle is more open land. There's plenty to do outside. There's a pond and a small forest. The weather is always pleasant, of course. This one, I actually hadn't written down a price since I hadn't intended to sell it, but I'd say about 20,000 gold coins. I know that, wait, really? You'll take it. Great. Are you sure you don't want to see one that's maybe a little bit more? No? All right, I'd hard to ask. Out of curiosity, what do you plan to use it for? Just a personal home, or... Oh. Well, I never even thought much of that. Splitting the cost with someone else could make it much more affordable. Well, naturally, I'll need payment first. And I imagine you don't have that much gold just sitting around. But don't worry. I'll be here every day, selling my castle crystals. Come by with the payment soon, and the castle is all yours. Thank you so much for giving these a chance. I regret that I wasn't able to convince you to get a real castle, but... Well, I'm sure somebody will buy one someday. Until you return, take care.